You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Joe Ostrowski and Jared Smith with you on this Friday afternoon. BetQL Daily weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetQL Network. Going to roll through our lightning bets. Going to go around the horn. And Jared Smith in for Joe Giglio today. So, Jared, we'll let you start things off anywhere you want to go. It doesn't have to only be Major League Baseball. Whatever you're thinking for today and or this weekend.
I think my best bet today in Major League Baseball is that Rockies Padres first three under. I like the movement there. I like the fact that it opened relatively low, despite the fact that two aces aren't on the hill for either team. And I like the fact that it moved lower. And I know Gray's numbers have been spotty, but still I see a 208 average and 683 OPS against active Padres hitters. We don't know the lineup yet. But I do think that is my best look of the day. Ryan Weathers also has been pretty decent. The Rockies are just brutal on the road and even more brutal against lefties. I think he goes three scoreless, and I hope the Padres don't score three in the first three against John Gray.
Okay, very good. That's your first three. I'm just looking around. There's some sports books that still have Max Scherzer listed as a starter for Washington.
Yeah, about that.
Come on, guys. Anything else you like today before I go?
I think the Scoob K prop to the under against Baltimore. I think that's the one. The Orioles don't strike out a ton against lefties. However, we're getting that favorable number. You know, so you get the Baltimore team that's more Ks against righties than lefties. And you get that 5.5, which, again, if a guy doesn't go six innings, I think 5.5 is a good number to the under. He's about to hit 100 innings pitched, three straight starts of 5 Ks or less. I'll take Scooball to be a little bit more on the conservative side with pitch count today, and I'll take the under on that K prop 5.5.
All right, very good. Colorado, San Diego, first three under 2.5, and Scooball under on the K prop. I'm going to take a page out of your book. I like this this first three action.
Oh, boy.
And I was thinking about with Michael Beller earlier, what we were saying about the Nats and the Cubs.
That's a good one.
The Nationals starter today, under 2.5 is only -105. -105. The juice is actually on the over. Maybe it's because you're going to have a couple of poor pitchers out there. But what about the position players? Who are the actual hitters going to be in this?
Good point.
As they're just going to, I don't know, I expect them to just kind of get through this one. Boy, I mean, Cubs are going to trade Bryant, maybe Baez, Kimbrel's going to go. Is there anybody left that the Nationals are going to deal or no, since they already moved Scherzer and Turner?
Scherzer and Turner and Schwarber. Yeah, so they are very much devoid of offense as well. So, yeah, I think that's a good bet. Again, I'm a little scared. I don't even see – is there a starting pitcher? But, you know, obviously it's not Scherzer. I don't know who's starting for Washington today. Which is scary to bet a first three.
Corbin?
Is it Corbin? Is
that yesterday?
Corbin was yesterday. Because I know Trevor Williams has been okay. I mean, not my first guy that I'd want on the hill for Chicago today, but he's certainly not the worst. But that would be my only concern there is who's on the hill for the Nats today.
Well, yeah, I was surprised that I did find a number. I had to go to a couple different books. They haven't, some have not listed it because we don't have the official starter.
Yeah.
K props, the ones that I like are really juiced. So there are some sites that if it's pretty up there and you don't want to lay that much, you can parlay a couple. And I'm looking at Carrasco under 5.5 and Harvey under 4.5. I was ready to bet Harvey at 3.5, but now it's juiced, way juiced, at under 4.5. So I still like that. If you take Carrasco and Harvey both under, you can get +138. So I'm gonna
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. And I lean on, honestly, at this stage of the season, K props are usually, I have to have an unbelievable angle to bet an over. Because we saw it the other day, wasn't it Freddy Peralta? Randomly, after like 50 pitches, done. You know, we're working on the pitch count and the innings limit. And you just don't know when one of those guys is just going to get yanked. So I always lean to the under at this stage of the year. And those.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that over the last couple of weeks. That's where all the value seems to be. And much of the public is betting on the over.
Always.
Where the over spots, taking the big horses, high numbers going over. And I think these unders with these middle 4.5, 5.5, 5.5, yep. That's where you can find some value. Tatis plus 290. I know he doesn't have great history against Gray, but he's going to get some chances against that Rockies bullpen. You just don't see this number anymore. So I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to go with Tatis to hit a home run at plus 290. Let's bring in Vic Chalksi from BetQL.co at Doc Squad 33 on Twitter. Vic, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, Jared? Nice to talk to you, man.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be here.
How'd you do on the NBA draft?
I did well, man. I mean, our Davion Mitchell play from yesterday popped off, which was money. And then if you remember a couple days ago, I took the gamble on Scotty Barnes to go 4 at plus 300.
Nice.
And then I got Jalen Suggs at 5 at plus 450. So lost a couple of bets, but those definitely made up for it. And it was a nice night.
Jared, I'm sure you saw this yesterday before the NBA draft. It felt like every handicapper out there that was betting this was taking Davion Mitchell under 12.5 because of a couple of mocks. We had Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA insider, on the show yesterday. He had him as his sixth best player in the draft.
Mitchell.
So I'm like under 12.5 and we talk about the threes and how big of a part of it is in today's game. Like, give me under 12.5 and everybody's ripping Sacramento today.
And the irony is he kind of reminded me a lot of Donovan Mitchell, who's, you know, another D Mitchell, kind of gets that vibe there. So I'm a big fan of that move. And I think he's going to be a really good player in this league.
Vic, what is the model play of the day?
The model has two plays. The first play is on the Brewers at minus 145. There's a 4-star play on them. The model projected the Brewers line to be minus 180, and so see some value on the Brew crew there. And the second play of the day is on the Phillies. There's a 3-star on the Phillies at minus 135. They projected the line to be minus 140. Better pitching matchup. Pirates are the worst team in the league, they think, and so those are the two plays of the day for the model.
All right, not as much love on the Phillies, but they do like the Brewers at minus 145. What about you, Vic? What are you thinking?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm dabbling a little baseball today, man. I like the A's. I like the Athletics. I grabbed them at minus 110 earlier this morning, and the line's out to minus 115 right now. So playing a little baseball and then just going to hit some live golf, trying to see if I can throw some money down on Morikawa at plus 8,000. I have a live outright on Matsuyama right now. He's the second favorite to win it all. So just going to be watching some golf and tailing some of your guys' picks today.
Morikawa is plus 8,000 now?
Yeah, he's plus 8,000 right now.
I haven't been paying as much attention to the golf Olympics as I should have. I do think there's some data points to be had there because of just the course they're playing on, bent grass greens, and I want to get involved with some golf at some point in this Olympics for sure.
Anybody else that you're looking at, Vic? Like, just keeping an eye on doesn't mean you're automatically going to bet them, but if you see a spot that makes sense with some value, you're going to jump in.
Yeah. I think Victor Hovland at plus 2,800 is worth dabble as well. And those are the two guys that I was watching because, again, there's no cuts. They can turn it on. They got two more rounds to make some damage. And I really like those numbers, especially compared to their pre-tournament odds.
Excellent. All right, Vic, we'll talk on Monday, okay? Best of luck.
And, thanks, fellas.
Have fun this weekend.
You too.
Jake Hassan, our board operations manager in downtown Chicago. Jake, what are you thinking on today's MLB card?
Terrible human. Don't forget that as well.
No, I took it back.
Nope.
The horrible human.
Nope. Can't take it back.
Need the alliteration.
Yeah, you didn't even get it right. Come on.
Updated, then that's on me. No, so today I'm going to look at Reds, Brewers. I'm going to go with K-Prop, but I'm not going Corbin Burns. I'm going to go with Tuki Chisant. His number is 5.5 right now. He's hit that in his last two starts. I think I just said Brewers, Reds, didn't I? I meant Brewers, Braves.
Alliteration. Tuki Toussaint, Brewers, Braves, horrible human.
Yeah.
Trifecta.
We are killing it. That is, thank you for pointing that out. That's perfect. Alliteration show here. Big grammar show.
Yeah.
I'm going Toussaint over 5.5. He has absolutely filthy stuff, and the Brewers strike out a ton. They are top 10 in K rate and top 10 in K rate since the beginning of July as well. And then I wanted to do Tigers over 4.5 against Harvey, but that number is way too juiced for my liking, so I'm staying away from that. So my other lightning bet is going to be Joey Votto to get 2+ hits. That's plus 230 on points bet. He has really good numbers against Carrasco, and he has been the hottest hitter on the face of the planet over the last few weeks. So for plus 230 to get 2+ hits, I like
that's juicy. I like that. I saw a good nugget on the Brewers too. How about this? Corbin Burns, Milwaukee's 9-8 in his starts this year. So you're down big if you're betting on the Brewers when Burns is on the hill, because those numbers are seriously juiced.
Paul Aspen, did you have a play? Sorry, I didn't find
Yes, sir. Oh. Yeah, all good.
Wait, did you go 2-0 in handball today?
I did go 2-0 in handball today. That is 10-2 so far, my friend. That is 13.
Awesome sport to watch. Awesome sport to watch.
Great sport to watch. Germany first half, never a doubt this morning. But we will, you know, the thing with handball, though, you gotta wait for the lines to come out till like Sunday. That's the next round, I believe. So I'll be watching it. Can we talk about the game I'm going to this weekend?
Where?
Cubs Nats in Washington tomorrow.
It's going to be a highly attended affair, I'm sure.
Oh. Might get to play with who they've got left. What would you give me? What kind of odds would you give me on Bryant not getting traded? Plus like 200-1?
Forget
it. Available?
No, it's not. I was just kind of throwing it out. But I will go.
Yeah. Unless an asteroid strikes the Earth in the next 4 hours.
Right. Then I can't win on it. but I will go Cubs theme, Anthony Rizzo and his new digs in his hometown in Miami, plus 500 to hit a home run. And he should be with the team. He's going to be with the team today. Don't know that'll necessarily start, but if he does, Zach Thompson, he's faced him twice. He's walked. He's gotten hit. So not much info there, but narrative play in his hometown.
Very good. I like that. By the way, Mike Petrello, he did a breakdown of Yankee Stadium, and he did the overlay with Wrigley, and he was explaining why Rizzo might get a more of a boost in home runs than Gallo, just with that,
the
with
sports
that short
betting
porch
show
and where he hits it.
I'm really bad at my job.
That's all right. Week's almost over.
Didn't
man.
Even notice.
Yeah, just a few seconds. Week's almost over. Is Gallo going to hit more home runs than Rizzo moving forward? He should, but
Gallo gets hot, and when Gallo gets hot, they fly.
Jared Smith sitting in for Joe Giglio today. Jared, good job today.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Best of luck with all your bets today and over the weekend. Joe Giglio back on Monday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network.